East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
A major search and rescue operation is set to resume today for four beachgoers reported missing after they were caught in rough currents on the KZN South Coast. The National Sea Rescue Institute has described the incident at Pennington Beach as a mass casualty drowning. Emergency teams were alerted on New Year's Day after a group of bathers were swept out to sea.
During ongoing search efforts on Friday, it was determined that there are three males believed to all be aged 21 still missing. Then, during ongoing search efforts on Friday the 2nd of January, an 18-year-old female was located sadly deceased on the beach at Baisley Beach. It was determined by police that the deceased female had gone missing at Pennington Beach during the drowning accident on New Year's Day.
In SRI's Craig Lambedon says two men aged 21 also lost their lives while an 18-year-old girl was pulled from the water unharmed. Meanwhile, he says a good Samaritan rescued a 16-year-old boy in distress at a beach in Amukumaz yesterday.
On arrival on the scene, it was found that a 16-year-old male had been rescued by an unidentified male good Samaritan. The teenager's brother, aged 21, remained missing in the surf zone. Police search and rescue are tasked to continue in ongoing search efforts. It appears that the brothers from Dlangezwa, KZN, were swimming when they were caught in strong rip currents.
Police have launched a murder investigation after a couple believed to have been on holiday was found dead in Margate on the south coast. The KZN SAPS's Paul Magwaza says the bodies of the man and woman who were shot were discovered in their holiday accommodation on New Year's Day. He says the couple was with family at the time. Magwaza says police have also opened an inquest to establish what happened.
It is reported that in the early hours of Thursday morning, 1 January 2026, the mother of the deceased girlfriend, who was in the other room, had an argument coming from the couple's room as well as gunshots. She went to investigate and found the couple deceased with gunshot wounds.
And police in Nigeria say they've charged a man over a deadly car crash involving British boxer Anthony Joshua. Adeni Kayode is accused of reckless and dangerous driving causing death. The 46-year-old was also charged with driving without a valid national driver's license. He was transporting Joshua and his two friends when their SUV rammed into a stationary truck near Lagos on Monday. Joshua's friends died on the scene. The two-time world champion boxer was discharged from hospital on New Year's Eve. Warm and sunny across KZN today with showers and thundershowers expected in some parts from the afternoon. Durban reaching a high of 27 degrees. Richards Bay 28, Maritzburg 24, Margate and Newcastle 25, Moira River 23, Olundi 26, 22 for Kokstad and the Berg. Sea swells are reaching 2.5 meters in Durban this morning with sunset at a minute after 7. Cape Town 26 degrees, Johannesburg 27.